What is up, family? Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. And what I want to bring to you this week is something that I read earlier on this week, and it was so powerful. It stuck with me and it pierced me to my core. And I couldn't help but think that this message was like divinely created for you. It was divinely created for me. And it was like perfect timing in my life to share it with you. And it comes from this book right here. Now, you may not be able to read it or see it, but the name of the book is A Deep Breath of Life. It's by an author named Alan Cohen. What this book is just like a daily, I won't say devotional, but it's a daily read, a daily bit of inspiration for each day of the year. And so what you don't know is that every day inside of my practice, our team and I start our mornings by reading this book. And in between shifts as well, we'll talk about these concepts that are within the book. And this one was so chiropractically centered that I had to share it with you, because the reality is like all the time, I think people thought that I got into the chiropractic world to help fix people. And I've been on this kick lately of really talking about this idea or this concept that I am not the best doctor. I do not believe that anyone out there is the best doctor. Now, I know if you've been listening to the podcast a while, you've heard me say this before. And the reality is, like, I couldn't believe that is more true, that your body actually has every single gift, every single capability, every single bit of power within it to heal you from anything you could possibly imagine. Now, the question then becomes is like, well, why isn't my body doing that? And I think what I'm about to share with you from this book highlights maybe why that's a possibility. And so what I want to do is I just want to read this quick passage and then talk about it specifically from a chiropractic perspective and share with you why chiropractic care, it has so little to do with pain. And like, I know there's a conversation right now about like the economy and where people are spending their money and not spending their money. And I think we've seen everywhere, just like grocery store bills and the gas tanks and like the things that we do on a daily basis, right? The things that we think are most important to us, the things that we quite frankly need for survival. Like we're just kind of being taxed in a lot of places, all of us. And one of the things that continually comes up is people are like, well, like chiropractic is just, you know, like getting my chiropractic care, it's just, it's an added benefit of life, but it's not something that I absolutely need. And I'm going to try to shift that thinking just a little bit, because this is how I live my life. Like, I'm not just sharing this with you from a business perspective. I'm sharing it with you from the perspective of like, I care so much about seeing people win and seeing people thrive and seeing people live the versions of their lives that God has in store for them, that God has promised them, that I had to share this with you. And so without further ado, let me get into this reading. So this is actually from October 16th. And the title of it is Eggs. And this is what it says. It says, while watching a public television program on the process of human birth, I learned an astounding fact. When a female child is born, her body contains all the eggs she will ever produce as a woman. How powerful is that? Is that when my daughter Coco was born, she already has all the eggs that she will ever produce as a woman. And it goes on. It says, the fact bears tremendous symbolic import. When we arrive on Earth, we contain all the potential for everything we will ever accomplish. No matter how long we are here or what we do, we cannot add to our potential. We can't add to it because it's already within us. The question is not how much potential do you have? The question is actually how much potential will you live? The word education is derived from Latin educare, meaning to draw forth from within. True learning is not accomplished by pounding something new into our psyche or into our mind. It is allowing our innate wisdom to come forth. Much of what we call education is not drawing forth, but rather an indoctrination or regimentation. Real education spotlights a child's uniqueness and stimulates her to discover and act on her natural talents. What would you be doing differently if you knew the seeds of greatness were already within you? Everything you need to succeed has already been given to you. What you are is God's gift to you. What you make of yourself is your gift to God. How important and crucial is this message, and how true is this message? Is like literally, it's not how much potential you have, because no matter how long you were here, you cannot add to your potential. The reality is that inside of each and every one of us, we were given the capability to heal, to thrive, to be successful. And this is like why I quit teaching high school English. Because as I was teaching, what I started realizing is that all of the research, everything outside of the classroom said that like everybody has the same potential to be successful. And stressful events early on in childhood are what cause people or prime people to be a certain way in their lives. And yes, people can change. And I'll share some examples of this here in just a second. But what it comes down to is like this idea that, you know, if a kiddo has digestive issues, or if a kiddo has allergy issues, or they're on a bunch of different medications, or they have seizures, or whatever the case is like, that's their body doing the best and operating the best that it possibly can within the environment that it was put into. And the reality is that we can allow our bodies to adapt differently to those environments when we address our nervous system, because how it works is like everything that happens in our brain or everything that happens in our body is how our brain interprets what's happening in the outside world. So if we can change how our brain interprets the outside world, then we can change the internal environment of our bodies. This is why I tell people I'm not the best doctor. Like every single person already has success inside of them. Every single person already has gifts and capabilities and talents and the ability to express life at 100% already inside of them. We just unlock it through moving joints of the spine, because we understand that getting the joints of the spine moving properly is what wakes up the brain to allow for more potential. And the reality is that if we don't wake up the brain, like the brain controls everything that happens in the body. So why would we not want it to be at 100%? Like I see so many people, I'm going to give you an example of this, is like we literally just had a client reach out to us and they're like, hey, you know, like care's been going great for the last 2 years. I'm doing better than I ever have. I've lost a ton of weight. My mind's clearer than it ever has. I'm off my depression and anti-anxiety meds, but I think I'm going to give chiropractic care a break and I'm just going to do my workout regimen. And the reality is like, my question to them is like, how is your workout regimen going to like keep you operating at 100%? Because like the workout regimen is designed to address the muscles and address movement in some rudimentary way, but it's not to address to make sure the brain is in balance and to make sure that stress is turned off in your nervous system. And so when I think about chiropractic care and I think about this that I read to you, I have to encourage you is that each and every one of us has the exact same potential to be successful, to be vibrant, to be vital, to be healthy. And the reality is like it's already within each of us, but we have to access it. This is why it breaks my heart when we get people who come into our office and they're like, dude, we've literally tried everything. I've tried the sleep coach. I've tried the therapist. I've tried the medications. I've tried this thing. I've tried that thing. And they're like, nothing works. And the reason that nothing works, and I'm not saying that they're bad things, right? I'm just saying that the reason that sometimes things don't work for people is because they're not actually addressing the brain. They're not actually addressing movement of the joints of the spine. They're not actually addressing creating balance within the brain. And until we address the nervous system, until we address the brain, the master control system of our body, like literally, if you don't have a brain, you cannot live. And so if that's the most important thing that connects us to life and connects us to our success, why would we not want it to operate and function at 100%? Like, it's such a simple question. And so many people are just like, oh yeah, it's like an added benefit because it feels good. It's not about feeling good. Like, it is about feeling good, but it's also about life expression at 100%. And I see so many people who are like, dude, I just show up differently as a dad. I show up differently as a mom. I show up differently as a business owner. And like, these are things that allow the world to become a better place. Like, nothing brings me more joy than hearing a parent say that I'm so much more patient with my kids. Things that used to trigger me with them no longer trigger me. Why does it bring me so much joy? Because I realize that the care that we're providing is about more than just getting that mom or dad out of neck pain, back pain. It's about allowing a different level of life, not only for the parent, but for the kids as well, because they're going to get the downstream benefit of someone being under chiropractic care. And if we have enough people, if we have the world under chiropractic care, like, people are going to make decisions differently. People are going to express their God-given potential differently. And when everybody's expressing it 100%, like, we start to build a place that's worthy of living in, that doesn't have all the darkness. And this is literally a conversation of like light versus dark, right? And so I ask you this question from the book one more time as we wrap this up, is like, how much, it's not how much potential do you have, how much potential will you live? How much potential will you live? And what I know through all the research, through everything that I've seen with the families that we have take care of inside of my office, is that there's one way to ensure that you're living at your 100% potential. And it's through addressing your brain. It's through addressing your nervous system. And the number one thing that I know of to strengthen your brain, to strengthen your nervous system, to create more vitality, to create more resiliency, to create more optimism, to create more faith, to create more connection to God, is through the chiropractic care that we and others like us provide at Nexus. So my friends, again, what potential will you live? I love you. I appreciate you. Hope you got some value out of it. And we'll come at you next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.